A child rights advocate, Bright Appiah, has called on government to create more counseling departments in public schools to educate young girls on their rights and also intensify sex education. He said most public schools have weak teacher-student relationship, which needs to be strengthened to protect the interest of the girl child. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Appiah said the state has laws that protect children and people who violate them must be made to face the full consequences. He spoke to Georgette Cole.
It's a human rights issue, especially when it's against children where their vulnerability has been put in question as to whether they can fight for that. So on the basis of that, then we can justify the position that any time that there is violation of that right, then of course it's also amount to the violation of the right of the child in relation to how we can protect. But that notwithstanding, there are certain processes that the state itself has adopted in terms of protecting that vulnerability or the innocence of children when it comes to such matters. And one of the ways that the state has captured it is that in all our doing, in all our actions and inactions, we have to make sure that we protect the best interests of the child. So the state itself has taken up that responsibility in doing that. So when in an environment where state institutions, where people who are working within the state institutions are violating this very principle that the state itself is being guided by, then of course it means that we need to do something within the state institution for them to also recognize the position of the state when it comes to the protection of children's rights and all that. It is also implied that any ordinary person who do not even know the law would also begin to also violate the right of children.
Mr. Pia, most often people who abuse young girls give the excuse that they are giving the consent by these young girls. Where such an excuse is given, what happens to the abuser?
If you strictly want to look at it in context of what the Children's Act provides, it's clear in terms of how you can even sought consent from a child. And the law requires that if a child is below the age of 16 years, you cannot sought the consent from that child. Whatever act that you involve the child in is amount to a violation of the right of the child, which the state is so strict on that when it comes to the application and the punishment that have been outlined for that. So that it is something that is not negotiable in terms of its application. When children are above the age of 16 years, the law requires that, yes, you'd have to sit for their consent. And where they give their consent, then of course you can still go ahead to do whatever you want to do with them, and especially when it comes to sex. But that consent also, in certain circumstances, it is something that needs to be informed. It's not just an ordinary thing that you can just go ahead and do. Whatever remedy that is there or whatever punishment that is there, we need to apply it to the fullest.
And apart from that, I know they are supposed to be counseling department in schools to counsel young girls with issues like this.
Yeah, that has been a major problem that we face within such institutions, and it is something that we need to also call for and make sure that it is in place and it works with ability so that children can also have a certain institution that they can go to for such help. But generally, those institutions are weak in certain areas, and we think that some of these things should be a call for us to begin to put up some of these institutions so that we can protect the interests of children.
Child rights advocate Bright Appiah talking to Georgette Cole.